The Dallas Public Library wants to follow the lead of several public libraries around the country and get rid of late fees for overdue books. The city council could vote in the coming weeks, but the proposal has its critics. Jo Gudice is not one of them. She is director of Libraries for Dallas. Jo, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So first off, lots of libraries have done this already, but why do you and the city of Dallas want to eliminate fines for overdue books?
Well, we started this journey when we were looking at our statistics, and of our over 650,000 cardholders, we realized that almost 50% of them had a block on their card, a fine large enough to block them from usage.
That's pretty bad.
It's horrible.
those are bad odds. Do people really like look at the deadline when they're supposed to have turned in the book by?
Well, you know, I think people do, and I think that life often gets in the way. I can tell you myself, I'm in the library every day, and I forget to bring things back on time and have incurred fines myself.
So how did that influence you, the fact that 50% have overdue books?
Well, it made us stop and pause and think about, you know, are the customers who need us the most are usually the people with the least amount of disposable income, and this was stopping them from coming and using our resources. So that was a wake-up call.
So that's what the Council of the American Library Association says, as it has adopted a resolution, did so in January, to make its position on library fines, stating that fines create a barrier to information. You just said the same thing. How are fines a barrier?
Well, you know, you're busy and you come into the library, and we see this in every single location. It has nothing to do with geography, but you know, you're harried, you've got things going on in your life, and you come in and you've got your kids with you and you got a stack of books and some videos and you want to check out and you're hoping for a little peace that night. And you get up to the desk and you have a $7 fine and it blocks you from checking out. And in many cases, that family, the parent is standing there and they have to make a decision whether they're going to buy groceries that night or they pay the library fine and get some books. And my staff, and when we talk about it in staff building, that's one of the biggest frustrations, is they have to say no to somebody. And we really want to be living in an atmosphere of starting with the word yes. Yes, you can check out. Please read to your child. You know, we want to start with yes.
It's not just children. It involves adults, of course, as well. Mm-hmm. But how would you encourage anyone to ever return a book if there's not going to be any fine?
Well, there'll actually be a fee. So there still is, you know, a deterrent.
Wait a minute.
you do have a due date and you will have to bring things back. And if you don't, then we will charge you for the replacement cost of that item.
Oh, so the fee is the replacement cost only.
Right. And we really want to get into the position where maybe you're bringing things back a couple days late. And that's okay, and we want to just call you then a library user instead of a blocked customer.
So you have to warn people when their due date is so far past that they're now in danger of having to pay for the item itself.
Right, and we don't wait till then. You know, we actually have taken steps to auto-renew things for customers. So if no one is waiting for that item, our system automatically renews it for you. And the great news is there are no negative impacts from doing this.
Except a lack of income from the fees that you would be collecting from the fines for overdue books. And I know a lot of cities and towns rely on that. I mean, what library wouldn't like an extra, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars that come mm-hmm. in from fines? How do you reconcile that?
Well, we reconcile that in the fact that the library is not a revenue source for the city of Dallas. I can only speak for me. And the income that we have brought into the system has gone down every year exponentially. We used to bring in $600,000 a year 10 years ago. Last year, we only brought in $150,000. So what we're bringing in is going down anyway.
Because of fines, you used to bring in that amount?
Yeah, we used to bring in that amount. But now with auto renewals and e-books, we are already taking away a lot of the fines that we're charging.
There are still libraries that won't adopt this system of forgiving late fees. Do you see the argument against it?
You know, I do. And that was actually brought up in the council meeting last Monday. And some of the council members were talking about, you know, this is a way, which is a pretty old school thought of teaching children responsibility or teaching people to be responsible to return items. And I'm of the school of thought that that's not the library's mission. Our mission is to provide materials and education and access to people. So it's not my role to teach them responsibility. It's the parent's role or the family role. But I do think inherently that people respect the library, and it's something they're taught in school. You check it out, you bring it back. And I feel like it's not an argument.
Thank you. Jo Gudice, Director of Libraries for the City of Dallas. She's advocating for the City Council to get rid of late fines for overdue books, as many libraries across the country have already done. Jo, thanks a lot.